Well, hello, welcome in to Riverbank Riches with Desmond Taylor. We're navigating financial wisdom. I am Ben George. Glad to have you on the show today. Desmond, are you a football fan? I don't think we've talked about this yet in our first few episodes.
I am when the Panthers are winning.
only when they're winning?
Yeah, only when they're winning. Otherwise, no. No, I haven't really been into to sports that much, to be honest with you. Not as much as other people or my friends.
You've been a big financial guy. I mean, we talked about it, you know, even in your teens, we're following the stock market. I know, well, probably a lot of your peers were out doing other stuff, but that's kind of what this brought you into the situation. So it's unique. But I ask you because today I want to talk about the financial red zone, which is a term based on football, right? I mean, for anyone that's unfamiliar with the red zone, it's that 20 yards outside of the end zone. So it's a key portion of the field, right? You want to execute well in the red zone to make sure you're maximizing your chances and also you're scoring touchdowns rather than field goals, because that's ultimately how you win the game. So financial red zone is very similar. It's a very similar principle in which when you as you get close to retirement, you want to make sure you're doing things correctly. So we're going to talk about the financial red zone today. Again, if you haven't joined us, we're glad you're here on the podcast. You can find everything online at clcfinancial.com. And if you have questions for Desmond, we always encourage you to call 910-323-5700. All right, so the financial red zone, Desmond, let's start off and just explain for those. I kind of set up a little bit, but what exactly is the financial red zone?
So I like your analogy on, you know, when you get into that, so that 20 yards before you get into the end zone on it, how many options come up, right? You can go for a field goal. You can go for a pass play. You can run. You know, get your running back out. And so when you get close to retirement, just like your options open up the closer you get to the end zone, your options start opening up in retirement as well. As you get closer to retirement, you still you have more things to think about. You know, if you're you know, back at the 50, well, a punt's going to be a lot harder. You know, some players can do it, some can't. So the further you are from retirement, your options are limited on what you can do. You get into, you know, before 59 and a half, you take distributions from your retirement accounts, you get hit with penalties. You can't really start thinking about Social Security, because Social Security is, you know, essentially a loose 25 average of your highest earning years. And so you don't really have a good idea yet of what you can do. But as you get closer to retirement, then you start fine-tuning your options. You know about what your Social Security is going to be. You know about what your nest egg is going to be in retirement. You can start weighing options on what you're going to do with those with what you call your retirement or nest egg. So the financial red zone is really a crucial time, just like it is in football. And your options start to open up, and you start to have more options the closer you are. Do you want to go for the 3 points, or do you want to go for the extra point? You know, after, so it just, you want to be careful and make careful decisions during that time, because there's so many different options and so many things you have to look for, from taxability, from, you know, legacy planning. Everything starts to open up during that timeline, and you really have to make a good decision, because one day, you know, you'll be 80 years old and you'll look back and, you know, think, did I make a good decision on my when I took distributions out, or, you know, when I started Social Security?
Well, and to kind of clarify too, so we're talking, what, 10 years out from retirement essentially? And then I think even more important too is it's not just up until retirement, right? Things don't end. The planning doesn't stop at retirement. We're even talking the first 5 or so years into retirement. That's kind of that crucial period we're discussing today on the show. So why then is this so important? I know it's, you know, you're getting closer and you've kind of figured out a few more things. You've narrowed down your focus a little bit, but why is it so crucial to execute and pay close attention to everything you need to here in this portion?
So that 10 years, when we start getting that 10 years, I'm assuming that most people are thinking, you know, retirement. When you say that 10 years, what is that 10 years before retirement? When is retirement? What does retirement look like for you? I would say 10 years, maybe you're 52, right? Because 62 is when you can start drawing Social Security. You're 59 and a half when you can take distributions from those accounts without penalty. But most people don't retire when they're 59 and a half. At the earliest, they're going to retire when they're 62. So you need to really start prepping for positioning your assets. 10 years out, you're okay, you know, to still be in that S&P fund within your 401k, or you're still okay to be in that target date fund, or what have you. But as you get closer to that 5-year timeline, you really need to start thinking of, okay, what happens if the market drops? Am I positioned well? Because the market cycle typically is 6 years. They can be as long as 10 years. They can be as short as a couple of years. Or, you know, we saw in 2020 a market cycle happen in what seemed to be like 6 months. You have to adjust your timeline or what you feel according to your investments and what you have in investments. Do you have a pension plan? Okay, well, if you have a pension plan, then things are a little bit more set. But a lot of employers have moved away from pension plans into 401ks. And so where you're allocated can make a huge difference, because if you are in a S&P fund or a target date fund, the market drops 40%, you just lost 40% of your retirement. Well, now you may have to work until you get through that market cycle again.
Yeah, because when when you're working throughout your career, you have some flexibility, right? So if things go down, as you point, and the market struggles, you know, hey, look, I've got plenty of time. I can continue to do what I'm doing, follow the process. I've got plenty of time to retirement. But I guess in this red zone, right, time is no longer on your side as much, to where you really need to hone in and make sure your strategies are correct. Because if you do make mistakes here, you just don't have a lot of opportunity to correct them.
No, you don't. You don't have as much opportunity to correct your investment decisions. And, you know, some people can sometimes have a midlife crisis, and they'll want to spend their retirement money early. And then they realize that they're, you know, only 10 years away or so, and they can't rebuild or contribute back to their retirement like they could before. So you have to be careful. You have to be, tedious in your process, and just have a whole, just take a step back and look and say, okay, I have a 10-year plan. That's when you really start needing to develop a 10-year plan. And then you go to a 5-year plan, and then you go, okay, this is when I'm going to retire. And then, you know, a lot of people will have those 10-year and 5-year plans. And then once you get to retirement and you still feel like, oh, maybe I could work. Well, now your working is optional. You've got that 10-year, got that 5-year plan, then you get to the end of it and you think, okay, well, you know, I can retire if I want to, or, you know, I don't want to be around the house as much, or maybe I want to take on a part-time job. Retirement's different for everybody. You know, some people just want to up and retire. Some people say, you know, I just wanted to work 2-3 days a week. Maybe they want to volunteer. So having that 10-year period can be crucial in making sure that it now tips the scale into your favor and you can choose what you want to do at the end of that 10 years.
We're talking about the financial red zone here on Riverbank Riches. You can find everything we talk about online, clcfinancial.com, plus a lot of the resources that Desmond and the entire team there at CLC offer and provide you. So check it out when you get done watching. But we talk about mistakes that happen in the red zone too. What do you commonly see, Desmond, for somebody that comes in this period, right? They're getting close to retirement. What are some of the common mistakes that people make here?
So, Ben, I think one of the biggest mistakes that people have is they don't actually come in time. Now, I don't want to steer people away from coming in. You know, we also get the answer of, oh, I think it's too late to start retirement planning. I'm already 70 years old. Well, that's not necessarily true either, but the earlier, the better. So if you start from that 10 years out, you may not have to do anything that year 10. It may not be, you know, you may come in and we say, okay, well, let's just make some adjustments to your 401k. Let's just, you know, maybe start allocating some, you know, taking that old money that we call and putting it in some more secure investments, but we still want to get growth on the new money. So we'll take the new money and we'll still allocate it in those more aggressive investments, you know, S&P, target date funds, but take the new money and move it to a secure account or, you know, depends on the market and interest rates and how things are doing at that time. So 10 years out, it's not necessarily you have to do this or, you know, that's going to jeopardize your retirement. But it's just little changes that need to be made. And then as we get to about 5 years, within that 5-year period is where we need to look at start making some real changes. A market cycle typically is 6 years. Now, they can be, you know, again, long, they can be shorter. But you don't want to be at a point where the market's at a peak and then all of a sudden you get ready to retire and it's dropped 40% since where it was. Now, market timing's hard. You know, there's not too many people, if any at all, that succeed in doing market timing. But what you can do is you can start planning for the worst, and you can say, okay, during this 5 or 3 years before my retirement, is me being 100% allocated in an S&P 500 fund or, you know, the most aggressive fund within my 401k or within my retirement funds really going to net me a huge difference from the point that I'm at now? Probably not. You're going to see your biggest growth in those accounts from upping your contributions, not from where you're invested. However, if you have that account invested in, you know, the old money that we say, or all of your money invested in an S&P fund or a more aggressive fund, and the market drops 40%, you know, like it did something in 2008, well, that's going to have a lot bigger effect. And if the market's at a peak, it's going to have a lot higher chance, even if it's not in the next year or the year after, of dropping 40% rather than going up 40%. You know, you're only going to see these big swings when you're at either a peak or a trough. So if you're at a peak or up on a market, you know, in a year or two, it may go down 40%, but it's going to be a lot less of a chance for it to go up. Whereas if you're at the bottom, well, you may see a 40% incline, and it's going to be, you may not necessarily see a 40% decline. You don't know exactly where you are in the market at what time, but you can get a pretty good idea by, you know, backcasting and of certain indexes and kind of seeing. But you really just need to plan for the worst and say, you know, again, is this 5 years really being super aggressively invested going to benefit me tremendously, or is the most growth that I'm going to get from upping my contributions? After you get, after you reach 50 years old as well, you can start upping the contributions to your 401k and IRA. The IRS allows you to up those contributions. So they use that to kind of offset for people who maybe haven't planned in their 30s and 40s. When they get 50s, they can up their contributions, and that's where you can see some real growth in the account. So that 10-year time span is where we need to look at your contributions. We need to look at, you know, maybe change some investments. And then really, we just kind of do an annual review. And then when we get to that 5-year timeline, then we start making some changes. The 3-year timeline, start making some bigger changes. And then once you get, to D-Day on there, then we'll kind of figure out, okay, you know, what are your goals? What do you want to do in retirement? What does retirement look like for you? And that's where we start figuring out income generation from that.
Yeah, a lot to talk through, a lot to discuss as you get closer and closer to that day. But that's why it's so critical to have these discussions during this time period to make sure you're finally tuning things as you go through. And I mean, you mentioned most people come in 5 years out from retirement, and you know, hopefully they're thinking a little further ahead than that. But what benefits can you have, though, if you are someone that gets in even 10 years out to come in and first meet with you and start talking through some of these things? Can it really give you an advantage in terms of planning if you start getting ahead of these things a little bit further?
Well, Ben, have you ever planned a birthday party?
I have, yes, indeed.
Have you done it the day of?
not very often, no.
If you do it the day of, how well does the birthday party go?
Yeah, it doesn't really come together like you had planned.
Right. So the further out that you can plan it, you know, the better. That's the simplest analogy that I can use for retirement.
Yeah.
Is, you know, if you could plan a birthday party, you know, even 2 years out, how spectacular could you make that birthday party? I mean, really. Fun, yeah. You could make it, you know, you could have a heck of a birthday party. So I would say, you know, 10 years is where you don't really need to go beyond 10 years, or, you know, you can have an idea, you know, in your 20s and 30s. You definitely need to start making contributions to your 401k. You definitely need to utilize your employer's match. You definitely need to, look at doing a Roth over a traditional. But 10 years is that's a good timeline to start thinking, okay, this is what I've got. I'm at this point. What do I need to go forward? So the sooner the better, but don't stress out when you've hit that 10 years and you're like, you know, hopefully you've contributed something. Now, if you haven't contributed anything at all and you're looking there and you're sitting, okay, all I have is Social Security, well, then you probably need to really looking at your finances and start being serious about it. But if you have been contributing your life and you know, contributing to retirement and being a good steward, and those people know who they are, start thinking about, you know, that 10 years as, okay, how do my investments need to be changed? And let's go in and talk to somebody, and there won't be some big changes, but just minor tweaks to make to get us to that period.
Well, if you are in the financial red zone, that 10 years out-ish, 5 years out, or getting close to that, and you want to start really thinking about some of these things, talking through your risk, talking through your allocations, your investment strategy, all these different things, getting an idea of where your income is going to come from, all these different pieces that go into a successful retirement, now's the time to sit down with someone, start having that conversation. So if you are working with anyone yet, looking for someone to talk to, best place to start is log on, clcfinancial.com. You can learn more about what the team does. They've been around for nearly 50 years now, servicing Fayetteville and surrounding communities. And you can learn a lot more about their services provided, but you can also schedule a time to meet with the team as well and start talking through some of these things, because it is so very important, this period of time, this financial red zone. So hopefully you give some people some things to think about. Desmond, I know there's a lot more to dive into when you kind of get in that five-year the 10-year time frame, but we'll save that for an actual in-person or a virtual meeting with you. But I think it's a good starting point for a lot of people. So appreciate you taking us through it.
Yep.
Well, thank you for listening to Riverbank Riches. We appreciate it. Please subscribe wherever you listen, and we'll have another episode coming soon. A lot more to come, so stay with us.
Securities and advisory services offered through Creative One Securities, LLC member, FINRA, SIPC, and an investment advisor. CLC Financial Services, LLC, and Creative One Securities, LLC are not affiliated. Licensed insurance professional, we are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. This material has been prepared for informational and educational purposes only. It is not intended to provide and should not be relied upon for accounting, legal, tax, or investment advice. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Insurance and annuity products are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. We are not affiliated with any government agency.